Hello, Donna Reese here, aka Language Arts Lady, with episode number 25 of 10 Minute Grammar. If you remember right, last week I started a three-part series on tools and tricks. So these are three of the foundational methods and techniques that I use to teach writing in the very, very beginning. So last week's episode number 24 was about my writing boxes, and you can get the freebie to use with your students at Language Arts Lady blog. And I explained all about how to use writing boxes, how to create them, and so forth. This week, the second of the three that will be in the Tools and Tricks series here is about how to outline and write from a given source. And it is also going to have a freebie this Friday, the 10th. So be sure that you go on to Language Arts Lady blog and get that freebie as well. And then the last one next week, episode 26, will be how to use my checklist challenge. Now, you don't have to buy anything to learn these three methods, because all three of them have freebies that you can grab at Language Arts Lady blog and use those freebies. And then, of course, you can go and buy any of my materials, Meaningful Composition and Write for a Month, which are 1 month downloads. And Meaningful Composition is faith-based one semester downloads of writing, all kinds of writing, so much writing. All right, so for today, I'm going to dig in to how to create and write from a sentence by sentence outline on given material. So let me just back up a little bit to the freebie so that you know what that has, so that you understand when I'm walking through the benefits, how to use that. So first of all, in the how-tos, which how to write, outline and write from a given source, whether you are buying a tools and trick book from the Write for a Month series, or you are using the first semester of any meaningful composition book, either regardless of the method that you're using, those all, the tools and tricks and the first semester of each meaningful composition book, they all have the how-tos. All right, now, the writing boxes, the writing from a source and outlining from a source and the checklist challenge, all of those things are in a lot of my projects, right? But the how-tos are specifically in the Tools and Tricks book, the first semester of each Meaningful Composition book, and the freebies. All right, so when you get this how-to, whether you're getting it as a freebie or one of the other books, you will see that when it comes to how to outline and write from a given source, that each step of that process is a separate page. So that's what makes these lessons unique from just all of the other books where I have a source and an outlining space and so forth. So what I mean by that is each step of the how to outline and write from a given source is laid out as one page. So you read that step, you practice with it, you see the samples, and then you go to the next step. And each step is a separate page. So it's a lengthy book or a lengthy lesson that teaches how to do this. Another thing about getting them either from the freebie or from one of the other two places is that the passage, and this is true for any time I give a passage in any of my materials, when I give a source for students to write from, it is at their appropriate reading and their appropriate writing level. Now, the reason that's important is because readability, that is the ability to word call, right? That is like they can pick up Dr. Seuss or whatever, you know, there's a walk-in in my pocket, da-da-da-da-da-da, and they don't know what it means, right? Because it's nonsensical. But when it comes to comprehension, that's a different level than just word calling. So we want them not only to be able to word call, that is read the passage or the source, we want them also to be able to comprehend it. So that's a true readability level, is when you combine the decoding with the comprehension. And then lastly, there's another level involved here, and that is more of a synthesis, right? It's more of taking that material that they can word call and they can comprehend? And then can they put it in their own words? Do they understand it enough to rewrite it? So that is another level. So you want to be sure that whatever you're using is at readability as well as the writability level that's appropriate for your student. Another thing is that regardless of whether you get the freebies or you buy some of my books, the samples are all throughout. So you're never wondering, I wonder what this should look like, especially when you're learning how to, right? I wonder what this should look like. I wonder if my child's rewrite of this is original enough. I wonder if the outline is thorough enough. And so there are samples of the outlines and samples of the finished product so that you can see what it kind of should look like, so you can see if you are on the right track with your student. And also in the how-tos, it has one paragraph all the way through the process, and then another paragraph all the way through the process. And the first time, the first paragraph that's given all through the process is lots of hand-holding, lots of samples, lots of did yours look like this, and so forth. All right, so that is in the free how-to book, as well as in those books, Tools and Tricks and Meaningful Composition. Now, I want to tell you the beauty of using a given source, assuming that you have met those other criteria, right? That you have a passage or source that is appropriate reading and writing level. Maybe that you can work with the student on it, that it has samples and so forth. So assuming all of that is into play, then you want to really focus in on given material before you have your student go out and find sources. And the reason for this is because you can be sure that what you're choosing or the book that you've picked, if you get something from Language Arts Lady, is at that reading and writing level. You also have a contained passage, a contained source. Whether you pick it out for them or I pick it out for them, you have a contained source. Maybe it's three paragraphs, maybe it's two, maybe it's five, but it is contained. It has a starting point and it has an ending point. And that is really, really important, because when you send students out, first of all, find information about this and write a report. Oh, wow. Do you realize how many things we are asking students to do all at the same time? Not a fan. Okay. And also, when they go out, they don't know what to look for. And so they have this big, long passage. Maybe if they're younger, from Wikipedia, or if they're older from, maybe a presidential website, if they're writing about a president or whatever. And they don't know what to choose, right? It's too much. And when we give it to them, or you have a book that gives it to them, a writing book that gives it to them, is contained. Next, you can choose content of their interest, or at the very least, content that is fun for them, they have some interest in it, or it is something that they're studying in another subject. It's a great way to bring the content areas into writing. So the content is chosen by you or by the writing book author, me in that case. Another beauty of starting out this way is that you have these checks and balances. I got some emergencies going on somewhere nearby. The checks and balances to be sure that your student is outlining with as few words as possible and using symbols. So if you just start out right off the bat saying, okay, you go find a source and outline from it, and that's how you get your student to start writing. The problem with that is that you don't see the source, so you don't know the level, like I just mentioned. But also, when he outlines, do you know if he is using the right number of words? Because we don't want students to use too many words when they outline, because that can lead to plagiarism. Do you know if he's using, a combination of symbols as well as words? Do you know if he's using the most important words? Whereas when you get a source given to him, you have the source right there. You can see how long the sentences are, how many words per sentence a student is using to outline from. You can see whether he's using symbols or not. You can see whether he is getting the topic of the whole paragraph in his head before he goes to the next paragraph. So many checks and balances are in place in that outlining process when you give the student a source and you give the student the outlining lines. And lastly, you have the checks and balances in place to be sure that the essay, the report, the retelling, the narrative, the story, whatever it might be, is in your student's own words. This is really important because if he is getting the source and then he is outlining and you don't see the source and you don't know, again, that readability, writability level, you don't know the number of words he's using per sentence, you don't know how he's doing the symbols, but then now what really happens is that you don't have the passage in front of you to see if he's plagiarizing. And students usually do not mean to plagiarize, but they just can't get the information that is from their source out of their heads. And so with that, my approach is we give them the source, they read it, they outline from it, and then they read the source and they put it away and write directly from their outline. And you can see, you can check your student's essay, report, retelling, whatever it might be, with this from the original source and see if they're being original or not. And then you can do something about that lack of originality by recommending, certain word changes, by recommending certain sentence structure changes, and of course, through next week's checklist challenge, which has a lot of changes taking place in the student's writing as he does this challenging checklist of editing tasks. So those are some of the keys to using a source that you give or that you get from my books or another source, and the outlining lines are given and so forth, that you have all these checks and balances in place. It is contained. It can be at their level. You can choose content that's at their interest or with whatever else you're studying. So, I have 70 of the Write for a Month books coming out over the next several months, and they are literally so many topics, just so many things to write about: story writing, narratives, essays, research reports, original stories, twice told tales, so forth. So many different things to write from. And so you have these contents that are interesting and it's contained and you have checks and balances in place, and it just gets your writing student off to a great start. Thank you so much for joining me for today's 10-Minute Grammar, episode number 25. Don't forget to subscribe at iTunes or YouTube, and also follow me on Instagram where I do little short reels all the time and teach you more and more about writing and grammar. And don't forget your freebie from Language Arts Lady. I'll see you real soon.